Imposter syndrome, comparing ourselves, doom scrolling, all on social media. These are things that none of us wish to do, but we all seem to fall in this trap, no matter how successful we appear on the outside. So today I'm slowing down and reading a section from my first book, Empath and the Narcissist, for you to gain a little bit of a meditation on how to deal with this. Welcome back to the Empath and Narcissist podcast, where I share messages about spiritual healing from narcissistic abuse with human design. Because I believe your karmic experience has awakened you to your authentic soul, you just need the map to call your power back. I am your host, Raven Scott, and I'm an author and trauma-informed spiritual mentor. Building self-esteem. Stop comparing yourself to others. I know culture and school with our grading systems and magazines and movie stars make us feel conditioned to compare ourselves against the successful. This is the most unhealthy mental practice one can do. You will learn in the next chapter about human design and how there are thousands of variations of the system, and then you add in our personalities, with our planets, in which certain zodiac houses, and you have a very unique individual. Just as our fingerprints are unique, and there is not one that is the same, so are our beings. We don't look at each other's fingerprints expecting them to be the same or one better than the other. They just are unique. The same should be thought of about ourselves. We are unique and perfect just the way we are. This also applies to the concept of grouping certain people or cultures and races all together, when each person in that particular culture is unique and different from the next. It is a dangerous path to assign behaviors to certain groups. Please do yourself a favor. Stop doing the impossible and stop comparing yourself to the next person you see that appears to be successful or beautiful. The only reason our ego is comparing is to make sure we are better than or in line with others' perceived success or beauty. This keeps us safe in the tribe. If we are doing this, more than likely we are seeking self-validation and self-worth from sources outside of ourselves. And when you are confident and in love with your truest unique self, you do not see life as a competition, but a collaboration. Mel Robbins says, "Stop chasing all those people who don't care about you. You look desperate and it's making you miserable. Relationships can't be forced and popularity is overrated. Focus on the people you flow with." There are a number of ways on how to do this, how to refix, how to build up our self-esteem. And I take you through that in the exercises in the end of this book, in this chapter. So I'm just going to list them, and then you can go ahead and listen on Audible or grab this paperback to read. But the first one is surrendering through journaling. My favorite ritual to do during the full moon. Anytime you're feeling emotional crisis or low, write everything down, get it all out, everything that you are afraid to say, that you shouldn't say, get it on that piece of paper, and then surrender it to the universe and burn it in a fireplace or a stainless steel pot. The next one is to breathe. Just pause and be mindful of your breath and recenter yourself onto how amazing you are. And the next one is gratitude. Practice gratitude. What are you grateful for? Practice letting go. Let go of the people and things that are not serving you and start to make boundaries. I know this can be hard, especially with those of us who have an open will center. We get swept up into the agenda of someone else and we completely forget that we may have booked an appointment and we've said yes to lunch when we need to go and make that appointment. So really refocus yourself and check in, recenter yourself. And then embracing yourself is the last one I'll just point out. And that's why we here talk about human design so much. It's a gratitude and a gift and a joy for me to be able to talk about human design. Even though I'm not a full expert, I'm still a newbie in this. I probably know a little bit more than you. So I'm here to guide and be a role model for you within this space of understanding your unique energy type. And briefly, human design is like astrology. It is an energy map that tells you who you are, what type of energy type you have, what different personality traits you have, and all of the beautiful things that kind of make you unique. Your soul's purpose, how you communicate, how you love, just like planets being in a certain zodiac in your natal chart. So all of it describes who you are, your uniqueness, your talents, the places you need to guard up and are more vulnerable to the narcissist, the places you are conditioned easily, where you need to focus in on to emotionally grow. Your human design chart shares with you all of that stuff. So if you don't have it and you've just found this podcast and you haven't gotten your human design chart, you can click the link in the show notes and I will send you at the very bottom of that page, you can fill in your birth information and I'll send you your summary of your human design chart. So I hope that this was supportive and helpful for you today around this topic of our self-worth and our imposter syndrome and feeling alone and feeling like less than because we're comparing ourselves to the outside perfection on social media and society and people around us at work or in our lives. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing to this podcast. Please help us grow and reach more survivors that are seeking spiritual growth by sharing this and tagging me at Empath of the Narcissist Podcast on Instagram. You can even send it via text. However you want to share it, you go share away. And don't forget to subscribe. Hey, if you're feeling extra generous, please write a review to the podcast. This really does help in social proof. We're up to 100 reviews. I never thought I'd ever see that number. So thank you so much for that. So speaking of ads and offerings, you can dive deeper with me through my first book, Empath and the Narcissist. It is a profound exploration of my story, my healing journey, and a whole bunch of different elements that I've discovered on my healing path to help you heal from narcissistic abuse and empower you. So you can also listen to that on Audible. My second book is a new book, baby. It is Empath's Guide to Rising Strong. And you can grab your paperback of that human design guidebook. It includes shadow work with Goddess Inanna, as well as moon rituals and guided meditations and a whole breadth of understanding your human design chart. You can grab all these books in the link in the show notes. And if you're listening to this before March 30th, you can grab your free ebook copy to read my new book, Baby, Empath's Guide to Rising Strong. And when you review, write a review and let me know you're entered to win. I'll be pulling 3 lucky subscribers a signed paperback copy from me. So grab your free ebook below to read and review and enter to win. And as always, we'll see you tomorrow in an episode. Remember, always keep your unique light shining.